Hello and welcome. My name is Mason and this is Mace on Movies. And today I'll be giving my review of Kate, the latest action film popping up on Netflix. It was released over the weekend, directed by Cedric Nicolas Troyan, who is a French film director and visual effects artist. And it stars Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Kate, an assassin who has been poisoned and is fighting to get her revenge before she dies, or unless she is able to save herself. So that's the basic premise of the movie. It is set in Japan, at first in Osaka, before moving on to Tokyo. And for that reason, it is a film that I definitely wanted to check out, being someone who lives in Japan and has lived in Tokyo and has spent some time in Osaka. I love watching films that are set in Japan and seeing kind of the Western approach to films that are set in Japan and things like that. So I was definitely interested in this film. And I also just think that Mary Elizabeth Winstead is a fantastic actress. Love Woody Harrelson as well. And it's great to be introduced to the young girl in this film, Miku Martineau. It was great to see her in this film as well and be introduced to her, because it's the first time I've seen her in anything up until this point. So, you know, this film, like I said, follows Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character as she has done a job and is continuing to do another job, and in the midst of that gets poisoned and finds herself fighting for her life. And she comes across the path of this girl who is, you know, related to some Yakuza members, and, you know, they cross paths, and that's where Miku Martineau's character is introduced. And Woody Harrelson, of course, is the one who is running Kate. He's her handler, and does a very Woody Harrelson job in this film. I don't know how else to describe it. He's basically just Woody Harrelson in this film. You know, before I watched this film, you know, I had an eye on the reviews as it came out, and I couldn't quite catch it until the end of the weekend last week. But, you know, as it came out, there was definitely a feeling of kind of a problematic style for this film, where we have a white protagonist who is basically running around killing a bunch of Japanese people, following a lot of the, you know, anti-Asian violence that's been occurring around the world. Having a film where a white person kills a bunch of Asian people has been seen as problematic, and I understand it. And, you know, my biggest question going into this film was, is there a good reason for this protagonist to be a white individual, or could we have replaced them with an Asian performer, whether it's an actor or an actress? And did it make sense for Woody Harrelson's character and Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character to be included in this film? And ultimately, walking away from this film, I would have to say that I think that they could have gone with Asian or mixed Asian actors and actresses for these roles, because unfortunately, you know, this film is one that has kind of a paper thin plot. There's really not much to the plot. And when you have such a thin plot, you know, you have room to rewrite and, you know, move things around a little bit. And, you know, the basic connection in this film that is made between Kate and this young girl is that the young girl's parents, or the young girl, has had a hard life. She's experienced bullying and she's treated unfairly because she's half. She's half Japanese, and then she said her mother was a white woman. And so that's where Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character kind of connects with her. And she can kind of see her as sort of a mother figure because of that. However, I think that this film could have been, you could have moved that around. Like, it's not a huge part of the film. It doesn't really mean much thematically for the film. This film is basically an excuse to stage really cool action scenes. And It does. This film does have some really cool action scenes. There is particularly one where they're in an old school, Japanese style restaurant where they're on the tatami, which is those straw mats. It has like the sliding wooden doors, you know, with the paper, in the frame. And it's that kind of setting, and it's, you know, the setting is very gray and white. And so it has this really cool action scene with the blood, the bright red blood splatter across the gray and white background is just visually very striking. And there are moments like that throughout the film where the action is very visually striking. But again, you come back to, it's a little bit uncomfortable watching a white individual kill a bunch of Asian individuals. I think that Netflix kind of, did not do themselves any favors, because a lot of the people reviewing who are from these, who are from Asian communities, whether it's in Asia or they're Asian American, or whatever, you know, background they're from, they are taking issue with this. And I completely understand it. I think going back to the story, you know, I think it would have been more powerful for the story to actually have a lead actress who is of mixed race, because I think that that would have provided a better connection point for the girl who is mixed race as well. And, you know, I've lived in Japan for almost 8 years now, and I've definitely seen that, you know, there is a problem in Japan that I've noticed, because I am a teacher in schools. I've worked in schools where we have students from mixed race backgrounds. And, I've seen a lot of that where they feel they're not treated the same as children who are fully Japanese. They kind of stand out. And in Japan, there is a saying that the nail that stands out or sticks out gets hammered down. And so I think a lot of, you know, children who are half Japanese and half any other ethnicity have experienced problems in Japan. It's something that's still occurring today. And so I think that it's interesting for this film to kind of shine a light on that. And I think that this film could have created a better connection between the lead actress and the girl who's talking about this problem that she has, the way she's been treated differently her whole life because she's not fully Japanese. I think if you could have brought in a lead actress who is half Japanese, I think that that could have been a more powerful story, where, you know, you've got this young girl who's very angry. And I think that if you had had a half Japanese actress who's encouraging this girl not to go down the same path as her, not to deal with her anger in the same way, I think that would have created a much more compelling and interesting story. So that was just my thought as I was watching. I was like, this is really a missed opportunity to actually tell a more powerful story and dive into this issue that does exist within Japan in a more powerful way. I thought that you could have taken this from a simple kind of throwaway run-of-the-mill action movie with some problematic casting choices to something that's a little bit elevated within the genre. So that's my two cents. This is, again, coming from a white guy who lives in Japan. I'm not an authority on this, but I'd seen some of the backlash against this film. And so I kind of went into that with those thoughts in my head. And as a white man living in Japan and watching this film, I can say that, yeah, I felt uncomfortable watching this. You know, it's definitely like, yeah, it was a little bit weird and a little bit uncomfortable. And so I definitely agree with all of the criticism that I've seen for this movie and agree that they could have done something, not just do different casting, but actually elevate the story. So that was my opinion walking away from this. And I'm not going to spoil the story or the events of the film or where it all ends up and the kind of twists and turns that it takes. But, you know, like I said, coming back to a general review of the film, it's the plot's paper thin. It's there to stage action sequences. Does it fully make sense? Not really. I think that it was like they kind of executed where story was like the last thing that people were thinking of in terms of the overall plot of the film. But it was fine. It was a fine movie. Ultimately, I think it will be a forgettable movie. I don't see myself coming back to this for a repeat viewing. You know, for me, it's like a 5 out of 10. It's halfway there. It's halfway compelling. It's halfway interesting. And the casting was less than halfway okay. So those are my thoughts overall. To kind of, you know, wrap up the review, in terms of the action and where everything goes, there was one thing that also stood out to me, which is, and it was distracting within the film, was that it seemed like they gave Mary Elizabeth Winstead a wig, a hairpiece of long hair, for the sole purpose of a very specific action scene. And I don't know if having such a distractingly bad wig was worth that moment in the action scene. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, maybe just watch the first like 20 minutes and you'll get it, even if you don't want to watch the whole film. But I was like, wow, they really gave her this hairpiece that looks so obviously fake and horrible, just for this, just to have this one action beat. And I thought it was really silly. So that kind of took me out of it as well. But as the movie progresses, like I said, the action, you know, I've read reviews that the action is sloppy, the stunt coordination is sloppy. And, you know, I'd say the stunt, it's not the best stunt coordination I've seen. The fight scenes aren't the, you know, even though they're visually compelling, I think that the choreography is not anything special. You know, she is poisoned and she's fighting at less than full strength. So I could see where some of that sloppiness would come into the fighting style because she's not at 100%. But I just thought the actual combat within the film wasn't as exciting as it could have been. Although, like I said, especially early on, in that old school Japanese environment with the red against the white and the gray, I thought that was very visually striking, very cool. The opening of this film is also really cool, very visually interesting. So it's very, you know, especially in 4K, looks great. It's a great looking film. It's just not a very interesting film. And I think that they could have done better. They could have made different choices that would have really made this kind of stand out amongst all of the other Netflix original films that we get all the time. So those are my thoughts on the film. Like I said, it's about a 5 out of 10 for me. I think a little bit problematic and just not all the way there in terms of being an engaging and exciting movie. So if you have seen it, you can let me know what you thought of it. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mace on Movies. I would love to hear your thoughts there. You can check out the rest of the podcast feed for other reviews that I've been doing or different series that I've been going through, such as the DC Animated Movie Universe or the Studio Ghibli films. I've been doing a series on those. So feel free to check all of that out. If you're enjoying the podcast, leave a rating. You can subscribe, leave a comment, all that stuff. Share it with your friends and family. That would be amazing. But thanks so much for taking the time to listen to this review. I hope it has been helpful in informing your decision on whether or not you want to watch this. But yeah, thank you so much for your time, taking a chance on this to check it out and hear the review. Really does mean so much to me. So thank you. I hope that wherever you are, you're doing well, taking care of yourself physically and mentally. And I hope that we will remember to be kind to one another. Thanks, everybody.